The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time for the diary. I need
the diary.
Geez, oh, God. Sorry. Like, we've been looking forward to it. I don't know how to say this. We're getting to a point where I don't trust the people in this room anymore.
Why? Do you mean?
Because we're all so into it that I feel like if I just leave it laying around, you guys are going to read it.
No. That's the thing. I am so into it. I want to know what happens, but at the same time, I respect it.
You're
and
not going to spoil it.
No.
Yeah, I do want to savor it.
Okay.
As much as I also want to get to the next page.
Yeah.
So where we left off was like the part two of the Thanksgiving triage.
November 30th again.
And her and Kim went, like, Mike accidentally said he loved her to her dad.
Right.
And then Kim mocked him.
Kim's a nasty B word.
Please don't. We have taken 24 hours to get T-Hack back inside his cage.
She made a nasty B word move.
There we go. That's better.
And Ryder escalated and made her own nasty B word move.
Kim made a real bad one.
Like days later, she put Elwood outside.
In the cold.
Yeah.
Which again, we're only getting the one diary. How cold was it?
It doesn't matter. You don't leave a dog out ever.
Ever?
Like you let them run around, but I would never be like,
I saw your lip quivering a little bit.
It's just like there are dogs that live outside.
Yes, I know Elwood doesn't live outside, but I just think
the little baby.
I think you guys are
don't even know what kind of dog Elwood is. Relax.
Oh, I'm imagining Elwood as my dog.
Of course you are, because you internalize everything.
Am I self-centered? Oh no.
I just think we're being very harsh on Kim, because it's like, yes, Kim gets all the attention from gross dudes who hit on her. That's not the attention anyone wants. So we're just getting like, oh, she gets all the attention. That's unwanted. She has a hole clearly that she's trying to fill.
She's beautiful, but she doesn't have a boyfriend. She had like F boys.
She had Ken. Remember, she was at the beginning. They were going and seeing that bartender.
But
like the Ken doll.
I think she's sad. Yeah. I think sometimes like the supermodel is just sad and lonely because they're unattainable.
And they're only known for their looks, not anything deeper.
That's
trip. Anyway, so that was all a big long November 30th. We didn't really get any more about Mike other than he slipped up and said he loved her to
the dad.
Which
is so exciting.
So exciting.
Yeah, that's so cute.
But
we didn't really get how the parents and Mike interaction went.
We didn't.
True.
So these are the things we're kind of hoping for.
And I'm disappointed in the writer because she was so worried about this Thanksgiving dinner wanting it to go perfect. And then she's the one who was involved, whether she started or not, but she escalated.
Whereas like she could have rolled her eyes, but instead she threw the glass of wine.
This has been a long time coming though.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just built up. Now where it sort of ended is they were on a big, long, no talkie streak.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she came home and Elwood was tied up outside. Yeah. That was how it ended.
And that's when she wrote a little bit like a crazy person.
Yes.
More so than normal.
Are you ready? So that was November 30th.
Yes.
This is December 3rd.
Okay.
There's an arrow to her entry from yesterday. And it says, I have no idea what that says. I mean, an idea, but that's it. I don't know when my life became one of those movies I'm so fond of, but I kind of wish it would go back to being boring. I've been staying with Mike and my mom, and both have said I can move in. I don't know which decision to make. So her mom is local, guys. We figured it out. That's it.
What?
No. That was four sentences. No. Especially after this last one. Nuh-uh. I know I said I can wait. I don't think I can.
That doesn't feel...
We each have a veto, but like... I mean, we all agree, but one of us is going to have to take the hit. Aaron was the first one who said something. So do we charge Aaron her veto?
I will use my veto.
Do you guys want to do one more entry?
Do we want to?
Yes.
Do you want people waiting in the parking lot when you leave today? Because no one's going to be satisfied with what you just did. That was far.
Wait, hold on. Don't blame me.
Yeah, I am blaming you.
I am not right.
You could have pretended and just kept reading.
No, I would never lie. But I'm happy to read. I did look ahead and it at least gives us more. It's like at least a page and a half more. So if you're committed, I can do it.
So, but then, yeah. So then three of us still have a veto.
Yeah. Who wants to, okay. Who wants to take the hit?
Yeah. Aaron's going down for this one.
I'll take it.
All right. Put Aaron down as she's her veto.
Done, but like, you guys, we're going to have to be more cautious with these.
We have a way to go with this diary.
Come on, more.
But, okay. December, actually she wrote December 5th, scratched it out and wrote 6th. So she must have been confused what day it is.
Okay.
Me too, girl.
Right? I don't want to be a grown up. I think only 7-year-olds really want to be grown ups, but I trade places with one. I'm trying to remember being 7 and what you do when your best friend of years won't talk to you. Except in notes. Oh, so they're writing notes.
Very passive.
Notes. You're so passive aggressive.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to remember trying to avoid someone. Trying to remember ever feeling guilty for not actually feeling guilty. I miss Kim because I miss having that person I tell everything to, but I don't miss the fact that she never really listened or cared or just repeated it to others. When I was 7, I don't think I knew what being fake felt like. So we're
she
still
keeps
on this
referencing
fake
this,
thing.
But what is it?
Why waste your time pretending, especially when you can obsess about whether or not to move in with your boyfriend? You can't fake that. I don't remember even feeling like this.
Are you telling me this one's that short?
That was that. That was a pig. No, we're not doing 3 in a day. I put my foot down.
I don't know that we can do 3 in it. Like,
that one kind of confused me. I don't think I know what she's talking
she's
about.
She's still talking about, she does, like, I think she sees through Kim and it might actually be over.
Yeah.
And she's feeling weird that she doesn't feel more weird. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's like, I should feel worse about this, but I don't. But it's also clouding the joy she could be. It's like,
right.
She's staying with her mom a little bit, who's offered for her to move in. And she's staying with Mike, who's also offered for her to move in. And she's like, I'm actually thinking about moving in with Mike. Right. And this should be really joyous. And I can think about is,
she should be going to Kim and being like, oh my gosh, Mike wants me to move in with him. And instead,
okay,
she and Kim aren't talking, but also Kim probably wouldn't have cared much.
See, I...
God, you always have a different take, but you're
well, because they're both being fake. They're writing notes to each other. It sounds like, did she confront her about leaving Elwood out? Did she confront her about, hey, yeah, you know what? I felt so upset with you that I threw the drink on your face. Here's X, Y, Z. Here's why I felt. Yeah. No. She's
That's
just
fair.
Going, Kim's fake. And Kim's probably going, what the heck, Ryder? You threw a drink on my face, then I don't talk to you for a while. Now you're going to move out when we just moved in together?
But what is Kim's excuse for tying the dog up outside?
It's very petty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hard one to get. Like,
unless it's just more fakeness about it's like, well, it's your dog and I didn't really want you to have a dog the whole time, but I let him and I never said anything. Right. And now I'm lashing out. It's just like, it feels like they're both being fake to each other.
It's
I don't know whose side I'm on. That's what's disappointing. Like, I want to root for Ryder, but then she just does things.
I don't
I'm
think
like,
you do, man, because you're always taking Kim's side and you're starting to make me mad. Like, why do you love Kim so much?
I just think we're just like bashing her and we don't hear her side of it. I'm not hearing anything.
I agree with you, but it's just like, it'd be
like
nice
just because she's 6 foot and blonde doesn't mean life is perfect for her. Right. I mean,
no, but that also doesn't mean that you can be a bad friend to someone. Just because life is hard for you doesn't mean you get to go, well, I don't really care. And you and your boyfriend love you.
But genuinely up until now, what has Ryder said that has made me go, Ryder is a good friend?
Oh my God, I hate it when he's right.
I know. I am really curious, right? That was December 3rd and then December 6th. It's like, has there been zero conversation of like, this is why I'm upset?
Yeah,
that's true. Maybe they have talked it out more than.
Gotta think.
And she just didn't write it down.
The writing notes to each other is just like, you guys, so you're adults now.
You're 5 years old.
Yeah.
School it. Can you tell us the date of the next one?
December 15th, and it doesn't look very long.
Oh my God! We're going to run out of vetoes!
Sorry!
If you want to hear 1, maybe 2, maybe 7 diary entries, this time tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.